Now, again, we're changing it a little because it's not the tongue now, but the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. That's verse 7. The wise disperse knowledge. And then verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is delight. Now, this is a very wonderful verse here. The wicked cannot do good nor think right. It's impossible for them to do that. Notice what verse 26 says. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Now, the thoughts of the wicked, and here you have the sacrifice of the wicked, that which he brings, that which he does. And the reason is that he's wrong. He's wrong inside and outside, and he's all wrong. Therefore, the problem is that he has not learned to come in humility, in recognition of his lost condition, and come to Christ for salvation. Someone has put it like this: a person who trusts so much as a single hair's breadth to his works for salvation is a lost soul. And that's true. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Now, he may be religious. He may go to church. He may go through certain formality. But that is no good if the man's heart is wicked to begin with. I don't know why people think if they do religious things, it makes them religious. My friend, your heart has to be changed. God does interior decorating long before he does exterior decorating, and he's not interested in your exterior decorating until he does a job of interior decorating. Now notice verse 9. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. Now we have the sacrifice of the wicked, we have the way of the wicked, and then the thoughts of the wicked. It's an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. And who's made unto us righteousness? It's Christ. There is a belief today. A man thinks, well, if I do it myself, and if a man even trusts in just a hair's breadth, as we've seen in this little man-made proverb, and it's one that is absolutely accurate. Now we find verse 10, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. A man hates to be told that he's wrong, and you just can't tell some of these folks anything at all.